This is episode 7 of the H2H Sales Automation Podcast on getting started with RevOps.
Let's build a business based on H2H, not B2B, but human-to-human sales and marketing automation. A human approach is the only one that sells.
Hello everyone and welcome to our show. My name is Bart and I invite guests for a short 20 minutes interview to inspire you and improve sales and marketing the human way. Today, I'd like to welcome Carl Cullen, a senior channel manager at HubSpot, dialing in directly from Ireland. Carl works with HubSpot agencies to increase revenue and ultimately grow the business. Carl, welcome to our podcast.
Hey, Bart. Thanks for having me.
So today, discussion topic about RevOps, which stands for Revenue Operations. You might have heard about RevOps, and we would like to give some insight and practical insights on how to get started with RevOps, perhaps something that you might consider for your next quarter as a goal to do. So let me read this. RevOps, as a definition, is a strategic integration of sales, marketing, and service departments to provide a better end-to-end view to administration and management while leaving day-to-day processes within the departments. This is the proper definition I took from the website. My take is that the growth traditionally was measured by sales pipeline, while RevOps is going beyond this. Carl, you work with lots of different agencies and clients. How do you understand RevOps?
Yeah, so RevOps, I think, has become quite the buzzword in the last few years. And I think as companies advance, I think this digital transformation takes hold. It's something companies are really, really focused on. I think your definition hit the nail on the head in terms of what RevOps is. Personally, for me, and like when I'm talking to partners about how they can implement RevOps and clients, when I'm talking to end customers about, you know, how they can implement a RevOps strategy into their business, I'll always tell them it's bringing together the customer-facing units of your business into one place. And the whole idea of it for me is to obviously, you know, there's the business side of things where you want to streamline process, increase revenue, but also it's massively important for the customer experience. And if you think of how the customer experience has changed in the last few years and will change further, and having that really slick, streamlined customer experience between marketing, sales, and your service teams, I think is absolutely vital for growth.
So yeah, it's bringing everything under one unit, under one place or units sounds like an easy task. And I have to say, it's just we, as a relatively small business, we obviously we're in a position of transforming ourselves as well within our agency, bringing different parts of the business together. How to get started? What would be the kind of first bit? Okay, let's give the example of the growing business that they've got in place some marketing, obviously, strategy. They have a proper sales. Maybe they struggle a little bit with you know, the last bit, customer service. But what would be the kind of what would be the starting point for that company?
The first piece of advice I'll give anybody is, are you ready to grow? And I know that sounds a bit cheesy maybe, but I think it's really important to consider, because if your big focus next month is keeping the lights on in the business, RevOps mightn't be for you. Like, it's important to know that it's not actually a silver bullet for success. So that's the first thing I'll always say to people. Are you in a position where you can invest in the business for its actual growth, or are you in a position of survival and trying to stabilize the business so that you can grow in the future? So I think that's the very first thing you need to consider with RevOps. The next thing you need to look at, and the three P's of RevOps, I'd call them, it's platform, process, and people, because those are the three elements of any RevOps strategy. To get started, you need to do a really good deep dive into your business on all three aspects. So you need to understand your business process, everything from how your entire marketing engine works. So that's everything like, you know, HubSpot's obviously famous for inbound marketing, but when we talk about inbound marketing, we always talk about things like your buyer persona. Do you understand who your customer is? Do you understand how they interact with you in the digital world? So from everything from your content strategy, your paid strategy, your emails, do you understand that? Do you understand the buying journey that this customer actually goes on when they're making a purchase? So you need to understand, you know, the marketing piece. You then need to understand your sales process. Do you actually have a sales process in place? I think that's something I ask every business to different variety of answers. And then even if they tell you they have a process in place, it's always good to, I suppose, reverse engineer that process. You just dig a little bit deeper into it. So you need to understand, you know, do marketing qualified leads exist? Do sales qualified leads exist? So we call them, you know, MQLs, SQLs. At what point is a lead handed over to sales? At what point, you know, do they have a CRM? Are they following a process where they track a deal or they track an opportunity within a system? What are all the defined deal stages? You know, what does their sales process look like? So you need to understand all of that. Then when we look at customer service, you're starting to look at, well, do you have a customer service function in the business? And it's also important to point out here, RevOps isn't just about customer service. So like, we're not talking about tickets. We're not talking about, you know, those kind of help desk type interactions. I'd also include your service department. So any customer facing department that works, you know, for example, in HubSpot, you know, our channel, our success managers who work with our customers, like I'd consider them as part of the service org when we look at RevOps. So I'd be looking at all the interactions they have with the business and with your customers and all their processes. So that's kind of the first starting point, is understanding your processes, what they look like. Are they streamlined? And can you actually apply these into a system? Can you actually map these out? Once you've done...
That's really, really powerful. Like, let's carry on. Yes, Carl?
Yeah, so can you actually map all of these out? And so first of all, like what I would say to somebody is map these out in a silo. Generally, map your full end-to-end marketing cycle. Then map your full sales cycle. And then map your full customer service org cycle. Like, what actually happens here? So you're probably going to end up with, you know, HubSpot terminology, three funnels. So then when you think of like why HubSpot introduced our flywheel, it was to actually go, well, actually, if we've so, you know, done all this hard work bringing a customer into marketing, they then became a customer, we want to then sell to them at a later date through marketing. So what happens then with the marketing process? What does all of that actually look like? And that's also where RevOps comes in as well. So it's moving away from thinking about your business as, you know, siloed operations where marketing, it's lead in at the top, customer out at the bottom. Sales, you know, lead in at the top, customer out at the bottom. Service, customer gets handed over from sales. They try to keep the customer as long as possible before it falls out at the bottom. It's you're trying to bring everything together into an all-encompassing operation that is constantly engaging in touch with your customers. Like, that's what RevOps should be.
The principles are sound really, really, really robust. And I have to say, it's I think because of the time that we went through over obviously the pandemics and now remote work, the RevOps coming into the place, because yes, we do finally have this data. We have more data. We have a data that we can analyze, whether it comes with, you know, how the service or sales or marketing is going. But also what I would say is, from my own experience, RevOps and processes won't happen overnight. And I call it myself as a, you know, calibration or recalibration process. You set something up because you think this is the process that should be. Then obviously you need to go back to that process back again and looking, okay, maybe... you know, maybe our offering changed. Maybe our customer changed. Maybe generally we are not kind of relevant to these people. Maybe we need to change that process. Am I right saying that RevOps, it's not only like set strategy and goal, it's just rather a process that we need to regularly apply and recalibrate?
Correct. And I think if you look at traditional businesses, the way they've done things, either, you know, pre-digital, digital, everything is always a predefined process. You follow this exact process. I think the whole benefit of using a RevOps strategy is that you're constantly changing, you're constantly calibrating, you're constantly improving. And the reason why you're able to do that, and that tees me up nicely to my second of the three P's, is its platform. So I would say out of all of the three P's, platform, process, and people, like process and people are probably the two most important from your actual strategy and implementation, but to actually make things work. So the actual engine behind everything is going to be your platform. And you need to pick, like, you might pick one platform, to be honest with you. Like, I've seen big RevOps implementations that are multi-platform. It really depends on your business and, you know, what industry you're in, what vertical you're in, how the business works. Like, you could purchase an all-encompassing CRM like HubSpot, and that could be your entire RevOps strategy all in one platform. You could purchase something like HubSpot integrated with an ERP system, a stock management system, an inventory system, and they're all going to be part of your RevOps strategy. So the whole idea, like what I'd say to you is, first of all, map out all your process and then start to identify like which platforms are actually going to help you deliver on this. You look at, you know, what's going to help deliver your marketing goals, what's going to help you run your entire marketing strategy. Then again, from a sales perspective, you're trying to do the same thing. Like, what tools do I actually need? If this is going to be what my sales process needs to look like, what sales tools, what sales platforms do I need to enable my salespeople to do their job? And the same with the customer service function as well. Like, what do these people actually need to implement this process?
You did mention, Carl, goals. You did also mention to look at different platforms, which I entirely agree with you. The next question is obviously, yes, the measurement. Like, what could be the metrics of the RevOps? Maybe you can share us some of the idea. What could be the ideal metric for, I don't know, maybe sales and marketing?
Yeah. The way I look at metrics from RevOps is obviously revenue is the big one. Is this helping you grow revenue? And I think that's probably the most important metric for any business. But there's also metrics per silo, I'd say. So like, you can look at it because, you know, you have the process now. You've identified your buyer persona. You've identified your buyer journey. You've put a platform in place to help you actually implement and measure all of this. Like, from a marketing perspective, it goes back to measuring website traffic, measuring, you know, the volume of leads, measuring your website conversion rate, measuring your MQLs, your SQLs. And if, you know, you're an e-com, then it's measuring the revenue generated from your website. But then in sales, then, you know, what are the standard sales metrics you might want to look at? You might want to look at, you know, work rates of sales reps. You might want to look at deals created, opportunities created, opportunities lost, and again, most importantly, revenue. And customer service, like, you're probably going to be looking at churn rates, dollar value retention, those kind of metrics. So like, RevOps, there's no real, like, I think people come in to RevOps with, oh, you know, what's the kind of big metric is the question you always get asked. And obviously that's revenue, but you need to understand, like, what are all the smaller kind of parts that make up increasing revenue? What are all the data points you need to understand? Because it comes to the whole idea of, well, sales aren't getting enough leads. We now understand that because we're measuring everything, what's going on over marketing. Oh, we've noticed this issue on the website traffic dropped last month. Well, why is that? We actually reduced our paid ad spend. Well, let's actually go address that and fix that. Do you know what I mean? It's going to give you that data to make critical business decisions to find out what's actually impacting.
I think the suggestion is also to actually look at, to know that not overwhelm you as a business manager, owner, of the growing business. It's quite easy to be overwhelmed with all of this data now. We even have the data of, you know, our, you know, Facebook or social media posts and so on. It's just to looking at and checking it, whether that will give you a really good true and also a test and measure approach, I would say. And maybe focus on two metrics for marketing, two for sales, and two for customer service initially. To give and look at over the, I don't know, quarter. I don't know why, but I love quarters. It works seasonally, especially some businesses might like to actually look at quarterly a month. It's just a 30 days. And then we are recording this video in July, obviously. It's just holiday time for many, so it's difficult measurements for July and other ones. So that probably would be my suggestion. And what I take this as a good basis to look at the time. Do you have any examples? Like, you work with obviously many agencies that are generating lots of different inquiries, and they can see lots of different growth within a business. Any example of the path that some of the business maybe took through during the RevOps implementation process?
Yes, so in terms of the path businesses take for RevOps, it really depends on the business, is the first thing I'll say. And it really depends on the size and complexity of your business. You know, smaller businesses, it could be getting started with smaller tools. Do you know what I mean? And smaller process. And yeah. I like what you said about focus on two metrics. And it could be about, let's roll this out over 6 months and let's focus on website traffic and website conversion rates. Let's focus on sales, deals created and deals closed. And, you know, let's focus on customer retention.
Mm-hmm.
Those could be your five metrics that you're focused on initially. In terms of the path that you follow, like the first thing obviously is identify your process, identify your platform. And obviously the big piece of all of this, and probably what I find businesses feel is the most challenging or where they struggle the most, is the actual people side of RevOps. Because when you're implementing anything like this and you're going down any kind of, you know, new strategic path, you know, it's people. At the end of the day, we can talk about data and systems and process all day long, but like all of that's absolutely useless without the people behind it. And one of the big pieces a lot of people tend to forget, especially at the start, is the whole change management piece. And if you're going down the RevOps path, that's something you need to be really cognizant of early on. You need to be really aware that this is all powered by people. I need to enable my people and empower our people to succeed within this new framework. Because again, like, it's going to be changed to how people work. It's going to be changed to how people do things. People don't like change, despite what they'll tell you. And it's really important that you have the change management piece really nailed down. And like, that can simply be doing, you know, find a champion in the business or find multiple champions in each department. And they're going to be your RevOps champions. You get them in, you get them up to speed on things, and then they assist you with the rollout and the training of all the other individuals within the business to bring them up to speed as to how this actually needs to work. And I think that's really important. Like, if you're going down the path of RevOps, you really need to consider that.
It's brilliant advice. I think the finding the champion, someone who maybe is great with tech, maybe it's up to speed, maybe it's actually even interested in something, giving them opportunity to be that leader within certain departments will definitely help to achieve our RevOps goals. But what I would say to our audience is that by the end of all of this, we would like to really know where the revenue comes from, and how to optimize the processes to be better with at revenue, and that might that might be something like some findings you might find by analyzing the data that might help you to maybe change slightly something on maybe your website or maybe your offering or maybe your sales email approach when you send them, because you found this over the time that will help you to even, you know, get that juice out of, you know, this each single conversation, each single sales. One thing is what I want to say is the apps that are, you know, plenty of different RevOps apps. When you actually Google it, revenue operations apps or anything that will work on, RevOps is all about data and collecting data. I found really interesting app that I myself test and use is definitely the SARF that connects to our LinkedIn. If anyone of you never tried this, reach out to us or read our blog with review. Another one is organizational chart. So it's a little bit of ABM strategy. So maybe collecting the data about the way that you have a relationship within your CRM, but you know, plenty of different RevOps apps. Is there anything that you can that you can think of, Carl?
Oh, HubSpot. Well, suddenly I go to you now for RevOps from my side. I think you need a good CRM platform. That's what I'd say to you on that.
Yes,
because that's going to be your central source of truth, and that's the other thing with RevOps. Like, define what's going to be your central source of truth and find an app, a CRM, a software system that's going to give you that central source of truth that can plug into all your other apps and pull all the data into one place. Because this won't work. Again, comes back to silos. If marketing are using something else, sales are using something else, customer success and service are using something else. So define that early on and identify that early on. To give you an example, actually, of RevOps not done right, or a company not doing RevOps at all, Bart, I had a phone call. So I'm in the process of buying a new car. I applied for car finance through my bank a couple of days ago, and I got a phone call yesterday, actually, so it was well timed, from my bank. I was like, okay, maybe it's for the finance application. I answered the phone, and there was somebody from my bank trying to sell me house insurance. I was like, excuse me? And I was like, well, I'm not actually buying a house or anything. There was mortgage protection or something like that. I was like, I'm actually not buying anything. I was like, do you know what I've actually just, you know, submitted? Like, you could have tried to sell me car insurance, could have tried to sell me everything. I was literally just a number on a list that he was told to call.
Oh.
And the result of that was, A, he didn't get a sale. B, he wasted probably 2 minutes of his day when he's probably, you know, hard metrics, call 50 people a day, get X amount of sales closed, whatever. I was really busy because I'm just back from a 2 week holiday. He really annoyed me in the middle of my day. And it was a really bad experience with my bank, because he didn't have a central system to say, do you know what? Carl's actually looking for a car here. I know he's applied for finance, and I'm going to try sell him some car insurance, because the bank also offered that. So that is an example of how not to do RevOps, or RevOps not being done at all. And like, it's the whole idea of making sales and marketing more personal and more human. That's what I think about it in customer success. You know, think of it like, if my bank are doing, had a RevOps strategy, you know, on a massive bank, it's probably going to take them 10 years to implement a strategy like that. But if they were using, you know, shared systems, he would have rang me. He would have, have you thought of, you know, who's your car insurance? With John, have a quick chat about that. And actually, yeah, sure, it's worth the chat.
It's a brilliant example, Carl. I mean, it's I found interesting to be relevant. So RevOps is to help business to be relevant. You know, where the leads are coming. Where like maybe like they're not ready for that conversation, and if they are, maybe they don't want to talk now. It's a little bit of kind of using the data that we have in order to tailor the way that we speak to the clients. And another one is the experience. So ultimately, everyone knows about us quite a lot of things in the online world, but we want to provide the experience. And back to the, you know, this channel is all about human approach. Yeah. And I'm really glad that you actually raised this, because my next question was to how RevOps can make sales and marketing more human. And you gave fantastic example on that.
Yeah, I think that's it. Like, when I think of RevOps as well, it's about doing things at the right time, whether that's understanding the data to make a decision at the right time for the business, or whether that's about being able to have the right conversation with a lead, an existing customer, at the right time as well.
Wonderful, Carl. Thank you very much for our time. It was very much beneficial for us. Thank you. To all our listeners, please subscribe to our channel and reach out if you would like to be our guest speaker at next episode. Carl, thank you.
Thanks, Marsh.
Let's build a business based on H2H, not B2B, but human-to-human sales and marketing automation. A human approach is the only one that sells.